Hi, this is a dictation for Daniela Burton. D like Detroit, N like Nancy, A like Apple, Y like Yes, L like Larry, A like Apple. Daniela Burton, Burton. Date of birth, 10/3/2006. And sorry, 10/31/2006 is the birthday. And date of accident is 5/2/2025. The patient was being seen on 5/20/2025. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck area and mid back and lower back. Pain in the right shoulder, right elbow, right knee. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 5/2/2025 as follows. At around 2 o'clock in the morning, the patient was walking back home from gas station at near Boo Mall, B like boy, A like apple, UMAL, Boo Mall, and Adeline, Adeline, in Detroit. The patient reported that she was walking while near the curb of the street when a car fishtailed her body. The back of the car slid into her after climbing onto the curb, and the car landed up in the grass, and so did she. When she fell down after the impact, the car had hit her right side and then she fell on the right side, injuring her right knee, right shoulder, neck, mid back, and lower back. That started hurting. There were some small bruises. There was no loss of consciousness. There was no other car involved. And there was a it was a hit and run accident. And the police arrived at the scene. Police did not arrive at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient did not go to any emergency room. She went to an urgent care next day. Mr. Presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches that are mostly in the back of the head, and they are reported to be 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly moderate. Constant sensitivity to noise, no sensitivity to the light, and there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported are ringing in the ear, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmare, blurred vision, denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, denies any incontinence, no spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no problem with the taste, no problem with the smell, no problem with the TMJ. Further, patient has no issue with the sidal anesthesia, sleep, no issue with anxiety, depression, panic, no incontinence, no trouble walking, no weakness, lightheadedness. There is no radiation of the pain, no numbness, tingling. Regarding the pain, patient has complained of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain on the right shoulder to the tune of 9. Neck pain is 6, lower back pain is 8. The pain in the elbow is 6 and 7, and especially on moving the right shoulder is painful beyond 120 degrees of abduction. Pain in the right knee is almost 7. She feels a knot there, tight knot. According to her, the pains are throbbing, stabbing, cramping, aching, and tender, vary from 3 to 9. ADLs are affected, 8. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, bending, improved by nothing, sometimes sitting. He has had x-rays and CT scan. No radiculopathy is reported. No treatments have been obtained. Please review the record for the system review, for the surgical history, allergies, for the family history, relationship status, employment, disabilities, legal and personal history, ADLs, diagnosis. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure, the patient's blood pressure is 123 over 91, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 99, height is 5'3", weight 120. This patient is a 18-year-old black female of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus is joint clogging called any care. And she's well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. No acute anxiety or lethargy. Patient is able to walk well, reasonably, slight limping on the right knee, but not wearing any adaptive devices she doesn't require. Rest of the exams from the template. Neurological is normal. Musculature is normal. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypotonicity, zero. Range in the cervical spine are as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion is 20. And bilateral rotation is 70. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 40. Extension 40. Side flexion 40 and bilateral rotation is 35. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling negative, Dermot test negative, distraction test was negative. And Sotohar test was negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test and Roos test was negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. CLR was positive. CAMP test is negative, Bregard negative, Babinski negative, Brudzinski conduct test negative. SI joint is all negative. No, there is a pending flexion test negative, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative, Faber test negative, Gosselin test negative. Extremities, except for both the shoulders and the right knee, rest of the extremities are found to be completely negative. Please use the template. The examination of the right shoulder is as follows. The patient has the maximum ability to lift the right shoulder 120 degrees without any pain, beyond which now she starts having pain in the posterior part of the shoulder. Pain level is around 9. On passive movements are normal. Anterior posterior apprehension test, Hawking candidate test, feet test, near test are found positive. Right elbow exam has the tenderness of the olecranon process as well as the tendon of the triceps tendon is slightly tender. Medial and lateral epicondyles are normal. No fractures. Right knee appears to be completely normal. There is a peripetal or tenderness. Some tenderness is located at collateral ligaments, medial and lateral. No swelling. Normal range of motions. No valgus varus abnormality. No anterior drawer, posterior drawer positive. Not positive. Masmoral Steinman is negative. Spatular apprehension is negative. Please review the page for the diagnosis. Plan of care is from template. And the treatment plan consists of the following. Patient was provided with the physical therapy order for neck and the lower back and the right shoulder and the right knee 3 times a week. Is ordered disability for work, housework, and transportation. No medications are provided. And patient will be seen in next week. for further review. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to secretary, none. Fitness club, okay. Review of available MRI, imaging records, medical records, not available. Interventional pain procedures, none right now. Surgical options, neuropsych, attended care, case worker, none. DMEs, a patient has not been provided with any DME right now. Education, yes. Follow visit in 10 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you. We'll be seeing in 15 days then. Or sooner.